George Bernard Shaw said, imagination is the beginning of creation. You imagine what you desire, you will what you imagine, and at last you create what you will. Grand Rising, my beautiful practitioners of prosperity and freedom crusaders, it is Freedom Friday, April 24th, and I am so glad you're here. I'm Lori Sinatherta coming to you from the great Pacific Northwest. Washington State is in the house, and this is the Grow Rich Mastermind, your good news network, where we come together every week to lift each other up, lock arms, and remind each other what's actually possible. Today's reading is going to show you exactly why the quote I just read is not science, that it's principle. That's the truth about how everything you want gets built, starting in the mind. And we'll hear that in the reading, too. We are living in a thought world, and today we're going to get into it in a big way. To help lead us through today's reading and thoughts is our beautiful soul, Ashley Casper. Ashley Casper is a heart-centered entrepreneur and creative spirit from Crawford, Georgia, where she lives with her husband and their four kids. Since discovering the Grow Rich Mastermind in 2022, she's been on a powerful journey of transformation, showing up with encouragement, curiosity, and joy. Whether she's designing coloring books, inspiring fellow creatives, or sharing wisdom from her own growth, Ashley is passionate about purpose-driven, heart-led action. Her mission is to ignite the transformative power of art and dance, inspiring individuals to embrace creative expressions as a path to healing, self-discovery, and empowerment, guiding others to break free from creative barriers and cultivate a community where confidence flourishes and everyone can access their inner artist and mover, turning everyday moments into a canvas of self-expression and joy. That is who she is, and she brings every bit of that into everything she does, including right here with us today. So, Ashley, we are honored to have you. We cannot wait. All right, Freedom Crusaders, before our amazing host comes out at the top of the hour, I want to hear from you. Tell me your name and where you're dialing in from. All right, we are here. We're representing all around the world today. Hopefully, and where you're back is from on this beautiful Freedom Friday.
We are here.
Yes.
Let's get this party started. What's up, Angela Mason?
Good morning, everyone. What up, LB?
I'm doing the doggy. What's up?
What's up, buddy? Grand Rising, everyone. Thank you so much, Lori Sue.
We're doing the doggy, y'all. It's Friday. Get that freedom dance party going.
Oh, my goodness. We're closing out another week of 2026 together. And wow, what a week it has been. I'm so grateful and honored to be here as your host today on this beautiful morning, Freedom Friday. It's one of my favorite days of the week. My kids think I'm crazy because I love Mondays. Mondays feel like a fresh start to me. And then Fridays, I get to kind of analyze, what did I do this week? What did I accomplish? What did I not accomplish? What do I need to improve? And there's a lot of fun in that too, because it's pretty cool getting to see what you do accomplish and the things that you're, the ways that we're improving. And I actually have a little bit of a story to share with you today, but let's get into the call and not get scattered. So first I want to say welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind. This is a call that has been going on since 2009, and our vision here is freedom through principle-centered leadership. And we plug in every weekday, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to study the laws of success together, to encourage each other, to share our belief in each other. And there's a lot of power in that, guys. But as Lori and gals and gals. As Lori Sue said, I have been tuning into this call since 2022 personally, and I have a story for you today that will demonstrate how this call and these principles and all of you beautiful people are making a difference in helping me show up better each day. And I was watching a show last night, and there was a troubled kid that was in this scene that I'm talking about, and he was testing some boundaries, and the guy that was his new caretaker said to him, "You're either winning or learning, or you're losing all the way to the grave." And my first thought was, wow, that's harsh, because this was a very young boy. But he ain't wrong. He's not wrong, and I'm so grateful to be someone that is choosing to learn and choosing to win. And I'm grateful to be surrounded by all of you that are also winning learners. So let's do a quick energy check, Freedom Crusaders. Let me ask you, are you excited to be here with me this morning? Are you choosing today to be a winning learner? And are you ready to make this mastermind one of the best we've ever had? If you are, let me know as I unmute the lines right now.
I'm doing the talking in
Fired up, I see. I love you guys. All right. If this is your first call, you are probably wondering, what are these people yelling about? And just know that we are a big old family, and we're welcoming you in, and just join in with us. And hopefully it's not overwhelming for you, because it's all in love and joy and happiness. So we have a welcome gift for you as well. If this is your first time attending, it's called the Growrich Mastermind Collection. It is a collection of the books that we study here, along with a playlist of some really awesome music. There's an affirmations list. There's our major definite purpose and our Freedom Crusaders manifesto. These are all tools and resources that we access and we use on the regular here in this community. And that is free for you. So be sure to get with whoever it was that invited you to this call, and they can show you how you can get access to that. And we will be doing the Freedom Crusaders Manifesto here in a bit. So whoever wants to do that, go ahead, get that ready, get you some water, clear your throat, get your glasses on. And we'll get moving on that here in a little bit. Our book of the month, The Book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen. That book is available on Spotify. If you have Spotify, you can listen to the audiobook. That's how I've been tuning into it. And pretty impressive, some of the just seeing the decisions that he has made along the way. And our enemy of character this month is indecision, and we're going to be talking some more about that. Again, we've been talking about it for the last few weeks, and it's really powerful once you can overcome that enemy of character. So Freedom Fest is going to be here before we know it, September 18th through the 20th in Branson, Missouri. This is a nonprofit event with proceeds going to Feed My Starving Children, and you can join us in person or virtually. If you are going to be attending in person, the hotel information has been shared. So if you've already purchased your ticket, be sure to log into your back office, get the hotel, get your rooms booked as soon as possible. There's not a lot of rooms, so just make sure that if you're getting one, go ahead and get it. And when I say there's not a lot, they hold the rooms, and if all of those rooms don't get booked, then that's extra cost that's unnecessary when that money could be going to Feed My Starving Children. So we really try to keep the expenses down, so go ahead and get that booked. All right. Okay, let's do our Freedom Crusaders Manifesto. We are in the right mode.
I got
mode.
You.
All right, what's your name?
This is Evan Scoresby.
Hey, Evan, go right ahead. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. The Freedom Crusaders Manifesto, the mission, freedom through principles-centered leadership. I have a definite purpose to become financially free with self-confidence to back it up. I believe in myself and in those around me, seizing every opportunity I can to practice initiative and leadership in providing service to others.
I use my imagination to visualize my purpose and craft plans for its attainment. I mix enthusiasm with my work because enthusiasm is the force that energizes my body, mind, and soul. I fill my heart with sincere gratitude each day. I exercise self-control to guide my actions with patience and discipline. I temper my desires by choosing to live within my means so I can save money, eliminate debt, and buy income-producing assets. I render more service than I am paid for, and I know that in doing so, infinite intelligence will return even more in due time. I have a pleasing personality that is both genuine and sincere. I am an accurate thinker. I know that accurate thought is based on facts and not upon hearsay or random information. I concentrate by giving my undivided attention to but one task at a time. I cooperate and mastermind harmoniously with others, believing that together we can do more. I profit from failure, my own and others. I always practice tolerance when dealing with others. I make the golden rule the foundation of all that I do that affects other people. I know that the long cut is the only real shortcut, and commit to putting in the time, gaining the knowledge, and doing the work required to earn my just reward. As a promoter, I produce meaningful, hype-free marketing that matters. I believe the stairwell designed by the architect of the universe is leading somewhere great, and I strive to make my choices from this grand perspective. I seek to align myself with companies, products, missions, movements, and organizations firmly in alignment with these principles while avoiding those who are not. I will be the change I wish to see in the world, and even after I have obtained my freedom, I will continue to assist others on. I will continue to assist other crusaders on the path. Back to you.
Awesome. Awesome, Evan. Thank you so much. That was amazing. We appreciate your service. I know I'm not the only one. Freedom Crusaders, let's let Evan know just how much we appreciate him for showing up today.
Forward.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all are awesome. So I want to share about a very grow rich moment that I had this week. Monday, I needed to go to the library to scan some papers and renew my library card. Nothing major, just a simple errand. And so I arrived, I scanned in my papers, and while I was waiting on the librarian to finish working on my library card, I noticed they had this calendar of events where there was lots of events listed, mostly for kids. It was craft events, Lego events, story times, stuff like that. And I started thinking to myself, why haven't I came here to connect with the library? And let me rewind. If you missed the intro and you don't know me, I have coloring books and stuff. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. And I've worked with kids a good bit in the past, but lately I've really felt led to work with adults more because what I'm offering is it's more than just the coloring book or coloring pages, but this still felt like it could be an opportunity. So I didn't have much time to really think about it before the librarian handed me my library card. And I said in the most awkward way possible, as I put my library card in my wallet, "So I publish coloring books." And as soon as I said it, it caught her off guard because she wasn't ready for me to say anything. And she's like, "I'm sorry, did you say you brought us coloring books?" And I just said, "No, ma'am. I said, I publish coloring books, and I was wondering if there's a way that I can get involved here with your calendar of events." All right, so actually it didn't come out sounding anything like that. I kind of forget the words that I used, but it was awkward, and it was really self-conscious bundle of words that was supposed to sound something kind of like that. I was super nervous in that moment. But even with my awkward words, when I said something about coloring books, all three of the people that were working there immediately turned their attention to me and conversation ensued. And one of them asked me, "What kind of books do you create?" And again, I just started stumbling over my words. I didn't plan to come here to do this. And I do more talking about what I do on the internet, which
I on the internet, we have time to process. We have time to think. But when you're in face-to-face conversation, you feel, or at least me personally, I feel a little bit more nervous and I don't come up with things as easily. So in that moment, I felt like I had not practiced it enough in my head to be ready for this question. So I stumbled over my words trying to explain in just a really messy way. And I was just really in my head also of, you've got to get your stuff together. If you're going to be out and doing stuff like this and talking to people, you got to get your stuff together. But the second I mentioned my adult coloring book that has some spicy personal affirmations in it, it's meant, you know, it's meant to be positive and encouraging, but a little fun and sassy too. But when I mentioned that, two of the ladies looked at each other and they said, we've been wanting something for adults. And it was just a big light bulb moment for them. And so while I'm in my head thinking I'm doing this terribly and it's all going to go wrong, they're leaning in and they're asking more questions and they are fully engaged in the conversation. They're not stopping with the questions. If I don't answer it right, they're giving me another question. And so I'm thinking, cool, I can meet some adults and share my coloring experience with them and really expand my local outreach. And then one of them mentioned, we could do a book signing. And I had this moment that was like a book signing for me, a little coloring book artist. And I caught myself thinking, like, a coloring book isn't really worthy of a book signing, is it? It's not a real book that people read. And I don't know about you, but for a long time, one of my personal patterns has been that my subconscious brain likes to tell me to decide that if something, it decides that if something has been done before or has not been done before, that it's not valid for me to do that. And obviously, that's a very limiting belief that I don't want to hold on to. There's a few examples in our book of the month this month of if that had been what held Elon Musk back, there are so many things that he would not have accomplished. And I'm sure that that's a story for so many of the people that we study. So I left without really getting anything solid in place. But I am going back on Monday. They got my contact information and all of that. But I plan on going back on Monday with a couple of event ideas to present to them and really have a more intentional conversation about it. So why is this whole experience a Grow Rich moment for me? It wasn't something that I planned. And I'm not saying don't plan, because planning is good. But I believe that there are times and spaces for spontaneity, and I believe that there could be power in that. So in this moment, I did not feel ready for it. And I wanted to walk away from that conversation the minute my mouth opened, because all I was telling myself was I was not ready. And I didn't have the perfect words, but I decided in that moment that I was going to speak anyway. And I stuck with it as much as I wanted to go running out that door, feeling like I was unprepared. And that ties directly into our character of the month that we've been talking about, of being decisive. It doesn't always have to be big and dramatic and life-changing decisions. It can be the small ones, the quiet ones that really do make a huge difference. Something as simple as I'm going to say something, or I'm going to open my mouth, or I'm going to engage and not overthink this time. So that one small decision created a conversation. And then the conversation created curiosity. And curiosity opened the doors that I didn't even think existed. And another piece of this opportunity is there's the question of, is opportunity monopolized? In moments like this, that question, it all kind of ties back to what Paul and Lori Sue have mentioned about the Book of Elon, where he talks about the zero-sum mindset. you know, we can't have that zero-sum mindset of thinking that if the opportunity hasn't, if somebody hasn't done something, that we can't do it either. That is the very reason, or maybe it's the very reason, that we should be doing it, depending on what it is, of course. Opportunity was not hidden from me. It was sitting right in front of me. And I was just going to treat it like a quick errand, but I had been willing to see it, and then I was open to whatever it was. And then there's the piece of how we see ourselves. And, all right, hang on, I'm kind of getting off here. So I was in my head. I needed to be more clear. That's what I was telling myself. I needed to be more clear. I should have had things figured out. And then the thought about the book signing and the thought of who am I to do that? When I left that day, I remember saying to myself, who says I can't do a book signing? And so, again, with the, here's where I was going with it. So with how we see ourselves and how we talk to ourselves, that also shows up. The Grow Rich moment for me was telling myself that I can do that. And I think that we disqualify ourselves from opportunities based on roles that nobody has ever actually given us. And this moment, really, it was a reminder that clarity doesn't always come before action. It comes as a result of taking action. And we've talked about that so much on this call. I've heard it since 2022, since I showed up. And I'm always, for some reason, surprised when I see it actually play out in my life. Isn't that funny? But confidence doesn't come before you show up either. Confidence also comes as a result of the action. And same thing with the opportunities. Opportunities, they don't wait for you to feel ready. It responds when you decide that you're just going to do it. So I didn't leave with everything figured out, but I did leave with something more valuable. And that was the proof that I'm already closer than I think. And the next step does not require perfection. It really just requires my participation and my openness to be willing to show up. And it's the same thing for you. So I really hope that you got something valuable from this today. And the other thing that I wanted to say was, this is an example of how these principles are showing up in my life after a few years of just planting these seeds and continuing to water and nurture them, just as so many of you do. And I'm so grateful that I've been able to surround myself with such amazing people and examples that help instill these ideas and this belief in me and in myself, that it's really helped me continue to step into the best version of myself each day. And so thank you to my Grow Rich family. All right. Wow, that was perfect timing. It's 9:20. Let's jump into our reading. We are reading The Science of Getting Rich, and we are starting on chapter 4. That is page 22, The First Principle and The Science of Getting Rich. Sorry, I needed a sip of water. My water's running low. Thought is the only power which can produce tangible riches from the formless substance. The stuff from which all things are made is a substance which thinks, and a thought of form, and this substance produces the form. Original substance moves according to its thoughts. Every form and process you see in nature is the visible expression of a thought and original substance. As the formless stuff thinks of a form, it takes that form. As it thinks of a motion, it makes that motion. That is the way all things were created. We live in a thought world, which is part of a thought universe. The thought of a moving universe extended throughout formless substance and the thinking stuff, moving according to that thought, took the form of systems of planets and maintains that form. Thinking substance takes the form of its thought and moves according to the thought. Holding the idea of a circling system of suns and worlds, it takes the form of these bodies and moves them as it thinks. thinking the form of a slow growing oak tree. It moves accordingly and produces the tree, though centuries may be required to do the work. In creating, the formless seems to move according to the lines of motion it has established. In other words, the thought of an oak tree does not cause the instant formation of a full-grown tree, but it does start in motion the forces which will produce the tree along established lines of growth. Every thought of form, held in thinking substance, causes the creation of the form, but always, or at least generally, along lines of growth and action already established. The thought of a house of a certain construction, if it were impressed upon formless substance, might not cause the instant formation of the house, but it would cause the turning of creative energies already working in trade and commerce into such channels as to result in the speedy building of the house. And if there were no existing channels through which the creative energy could work, then the house would be formed directly from primal substance without waiting for the slow processes of the organic and inorganic world. No thought of form can be impressed upon original substance without causing the creation of the form. A person is the thinking center and can originate thought. All the forms that a person fashions with his hands must first exist in his thought. He cannot shape a thing until he has thought that thing. So far, humankind has confined its efforts wholly to the work of its hands. Applying manual labor to the world of forms and seeking to change or modify those are already existing. Humankind has never thought of trying to cause the creation of new forms by impressing thought upon formless substance. When a person has a thought form, he or she takes material from the forms of nature and makes an image of the form which is in the mind. People have, so far, made little or no effort to cooperate with formless intelligence, to work with the Father. The individual has not dreamed that he can do what he sees the Father doing. An individual reshapes and modifies existing forms by manual labor and has given no attention to the question of whether these things may be produced from formless substance by communicating thoughts to it. We propose to prove that it may be done, to prove that any man or woman may do so, and to show how. As our first step, we must lay down three fundamental propositions. First, we assert that there is one original formless stuff or substance from which all things are made. All the seemingly many elements are but different presentations of one element. All the many forms found in organic and inorganic nature are but different shapes, made from the same stuff. And this stuff is thinking stuff. A thought held in its produces, and it produces the form of the thought. Thought and thinking substance produces shape. A human being is a thinking center capable of original thought. If a person can communicate thought to original thinking substance, the thing thought about can be created or formed. To summarize this, there is a thinking stuff from which all things are made and which in its original state permeates, penetrates, and fills the interspaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form things in thought, and by impressing thought upon formless substance can cause the thing thought about to be created. I kind of feel like I'm reading a Dr. Seuss book. It may be asked if I can prove these statements, and without going into details, I answer that I can do so both by logic and experience. Reasoning back from phenomena of form and thought, I come to one original thinking substance and reasoning forward from this thinking substance, I come to a person's power to cause the formation of the thing he thinks about. And by experiment, I find the reasoning true. This is my strongest proof. If one person who reads this book gets rich by doing what it tells him to do, that is evidence in support of my claim. But if every person who does what it tells him to do gets rich, that is positive proof until someone goes through the whole process and fails. The theory is true until the process fails, and this process will not fail, for everyone who does exactly what this book tells him to do will get rich. I have said that people get rich by doing things in a certain way, and in order to do so, people must become able to think in a certain way. A person's way of doing things is the direct result of the way he or she thinks about things. To do things in the way you want to do them, you will have to acquire the ability to think the way you want to think. This is the first step towards getting rich. And I think what you want to think is to think truth, regardless of appearances. Every individual has the natural and inherent power to think what he wants to think, but it requires far more effort to do so than it does to think the thoughts which are suggested by appearances. To think according to appearances is easy. To think truth, regardless of appearances, is laborious and requires the expenditure of more power than any other work we are called upon to perform. Ain't that the truth? There is no labor from which most people shrink as they do from that of sustained and consecutive thought. It is the hardest work in the world. This is especially true when the truth is contrary to appearance. Every appearance in the visible world tends to produce a corresponding form in the mind which observes it, and this can only be prevented by holding the thought of truth. To look upon the appearances of poverty will produce corresponding forms in your own mind unless you hold to the truth that there is no poverty. There is only abundance. To think health when surrounded by the appearance of disease, or to think riches when in the midst of the appearances of poverty, requires power, but whoever acquires this power becomes a master mind. That person can conquer fate and can have what he wants. This power can only be acquired by getting hold of the basic fact which is behind all appearances. And the fact is that there is one thinking substance from which and by which all things are made. Then we must grasp the truth that every thought held in this substance becomes a form, and that man can so impress his thoughts upon it as to cause them to take form and become visible things. When we realize this, we lose all doubt and fear, for we know that we can create what we want to create, we can get what we want to have, and can become what we want to be. As a first step toward getting rich, you must believe the three fundamental statements given previously in this chapter, and in order to emphasize them, I repeat them here. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which in its original state penetrates and fills the interspaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form things in thought, and by impressing thought upon formless substance can cause the thing thought about to be created. You must lay aside all other concepts of the universe, and you must dwell upon this until it is fixed in your mind and has become your habitual thought. Read these statements over and over again. Fix every word upon your memory and meditate upon them until you firmly believe what they say. If a doubt comes to you, cast it aside. Do not listen to arguments against this idea. Do not go to churches or lectures where a contrary concept of things is taught and preached. Do not read magazines or books which teach a different idea. If you get mixed up in your understanding, belief, and faith, all your efforts will be in vain. Do not ask why these things are true, nor speculate as to how they can be true. Simply take them on trust. The science of getting rich begins with the absolute acceptance of this. Wow. Such a powerful chapter. Everything is perfect timing today. We are right there at the mastermind time. So now's the time. You can come out and share or just come out and say hello. Quick disclaimer before we open the lines. This is a non-company specific call. Please no mention of company names, system names, or home business leader names unless the leaders are a part of our community. This is a spiritual mastermind but not a religious mastermind. So please avoid dogmatic religious terms and ideas as much as possible. Good vibes only, no controversial politics or news, please. And we're in the right mode. Star 6, who wants to kick us off today?
Hey, Angela.
Hey, my sister. Thank you so much for your story. Congratulations on your book signing. It's just an example of being in action, even in the midst of not being ready. And I'm
right.
just so thankful for you, and I'm thankful for the lessons that we have learned here to continually be in action. If your book wasn't already done, what would you be? So I'm just so thankful for that example, and I love my glorious family.
Love you too, Angela. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. I love you.
Hey, Wanda from Rhode Island.
All right. I heard Ursi, and then I heard Wanda. Go ahead, Ursi.
Well, thank you. Good morning. It's always such a pleasure to listen to you, and I can totally relate to wanting to give really good responses when you caught off guard. You don't know just what to say. So I think you did an excellent job. And the fact that you're going back, oh, it just says so much. So really good call. Loved it. Thank you. Love
you
guys.
Thank you, Ursi. Thank you.
Love you too. My pleasure.
So glad. All right, Wanda, come on out.
Hey, good morning, family. Awesome job this morning, girl. I love how you talked about your journey. You know, you stay in constant action. You're keeping your eyes on the prize, on where you want to go. You know, this week when we talked about doing things in a right way, right, system, a structure, it's so, so important. We don't have to reinvent the wheel because we have leaders that are in the trenches each and every day showing us what we need to do. I love about the principle-centered leadership. I love how thoughts are things. Guys, you know what? We can go through something that is very hard in life. We can become bitter or we can become better. It's our choice. I always love to stand on the truth, right? What does God say about the situation or your higher power? I know no matter what I go through, something good is going to come out of this. It's either a lesson, right, or it's going to be a blessing. I'm going to learn something from this. One thing I really realized with this call is keep stepping forward and never give up, you know, and that is so true, guys. We are here on life. This is a short journey. We are just, we're here for a short time. Before we know it, we'll be home with our maker. What legacy do we want to leave? So remember that, you know, it's just about being a blessing, coming out here, sharing value, being honest, being authentic. That's what each and every one of you are that are on this call. You're also powerful. You're worthy. You're valued. People need you. I need you. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for what we're learning here together. Because together, we're changing the world, and we're starting with ourselves. So I love you guys. Have an awesome Memorial Day weekend. As always, do something good for somebody else in the space of knowing they can't repay you. And be good to your flaggers out there. There's a lot of construction going on. Just slow down so we can all go home and enjoy our families. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, Wanda. Love what you have to share. It's not a lesson, it's a blessing. If it's not a blessing, it's a lesson. Either way, it works. All right, Star 6, who else wants to come out today?
Brett Hudson.
Hey, Brett. I heard Brett. And who else did I hear? That was Gail Kindig.
Oh, the ladies
yes.
can go.
Go ahead, Brett.
No, the ladies can go first. I can chill.
Oh, my liver. Okay. So, this was so, not this was so awesome. You are so awesome, Ashley. That's not just hype, right? I'm telling you, from you have grown so much in your spirit, in your mind, in your power, using what God has given, you know, whatever you create, whoever created you did a good job, because you're coming into your own, who you're supposed to be, what you're giving to the world. And of course, that was no accident at the library. You were kind of surprised but ready for the conversation, even though your self-talk was like, you know, kind of what's happening now.
Yeah.
But you were ready, and, you know, you watched your words, you know, coming out, even though, you know, it was a, and I love how you said the grow rich moment. This is a grow rich moment, meaning the, your mindset, like we used to say, it's an aha moment. Now you have just created a new phrase for us, the grow rich moment. So we are going to be now be looking for those grow rich moments in our life. This is a powerful call you just gave us. So
wow.
I just want people to pay attention to the grow rich moments you have in your life from now in the future. And we thank Ashley for that. But I also, I mean, there's just so much, because, you know, I'm just so proud of you. Not that I'm anybody in your life, like, you know, I'm not your parents, I'm not your, you know.
This is my family, Gail. What are you talking about?
I mean, it's a sister, it is a sisterhood, too, and a family. Mm-hmm. We are a family, but, you know, you don't need my accolades. I'm just saying you are amazing, and, you know, I'm just so overwhelmed with the growth that you've had, that you're showing us, you're showing up and be going beyond, probably even shocking yourself at moments, like, you know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, because I've been there too. I've been there too. It's like, oh, my liver at moment. I call them, oh, my liver, but I like the growage moment better. But anyway, back to you. I'm just so excited that you're using your gifts, and then everybody else is able to have a better life, and their life is more improved because you are showing up for everyone, you know, and I just appreciate you. Thanks so much for the call this morning. You're a very powerful speaker. I love it. Thanks,
thank
Ashley. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, Gail. I can't say thank you enough. And, you know, the accolades, they're all feel good. But, you know, for the beginners, the ones that just don't have the belief, because when I came here, I did not have the belief in myself, guys, and it and gals. It all came from you. I fed off of your belief until I believed in myself. So just know that, like, Gail pouring into me, pour into people, because it really does make a difference. And thank you, Gail. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you so much. All right, Brett Hudson, come on out.
Man, you two ladies got me fired up. My goodness, you guys are like, I show up on this call just so I can get spiritually fed. Woo-woo. Wanda was talking about the blessing or the lesson. Learn it the first time. Don't be like Brett Hudson and get thrown back into that valley. Because, you know, you take your will back, you think you're smarter than him, or you don't need him, you know, take that spiritual path, and it is a blessing or a lesson, so learn the lesson the first time would be my my 2 cents. Take my advice, I'm not using it, no. I love everything that we talk about on this call, because, you know, what you were talking, you know, what Gail was saying, you know, how much, you know, she's coming out, giving you the accolades, and then you were talking about, well, you didn't show up on this call with that, and it's true. But my favorite thing is, I believe, or what it's proven to me, is the most imperfection is the best perfection, because it shows authenticity. You come across as authentic. And I love, I think that first video you ever create, you should keep, because it really shows not only how far you've grown, but it shows, you know, that you showed up no matter what. And guess what? Over time, that video will get a lot of likes and comments because of the brokenness, the rawness, the authenticity. You know, and people see that. So with that, everybody be blessed. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend, and back to you.
Thank you so much, Brett. Such golden nuggets. Appreciate you.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Angela.
I wanted to acknowledge Evan today for doing the, what is it?
Freedom Crusaders Manifesto.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Evan, for stepping out and doing that. I don't think we've heard him do that before. So I was really excited to hear his voice and how strong he read that. And thank you so much, Evan, for being a part of our community and growing with us.
Yes.
All right, Ashley.
Yes, thank you, Angela. And I didn't even think about that. I do think that was the first time that I recall hearing Evan come out and do it. So thank you, Evan. It's been awesome to hear more from you here, and so grateful you're here. All right, Stars.
You, and you are welcome. It has been a while since I've come out and done it, but I have done it before. But it's
okay,
been a while.
Awesome. Well, glad to have you.
Thanks, Angela.
All right, Star 6, who else wants to contribute today? Do, 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 do.
Mark Smith here.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Pretty good. The Jeopardy timer always gets me. It's like, I should be jumping out. I have a lot of things to say. It's time to say something. at any point, 2 points, as I'm reading, going through the reading here, I'm just seeing a lot of it being alluded to quantum physics and what the sciences that we've learned a lot about that we're starting to understand today. Understanding that this book was written, I guess, around 100 years ago, around the same time Thinking Grow Rich, correct me if I'm wrong, but their conversation, this thinking stuff, that thinking stuff, you're alluding to particles and how they change form when we put some pressure on them. So that's what I'm getting out of that. And I know that the book, it said, just dismiss all your other beliefs. And it alluded to, this is the iron wheel of how things go. But I believe that they're talking about quantum physics there when we really break it down and look at it. And then I had a grow rich moment. I think you've coined the new phrase. I had
awesome.
A grow rich
moment. Tell us.
I live in the city, and parking is kind of challenging at times. And I kind of toggle between places I should and should not park, because if you come in, I come in a little late in the evening after work. And, you know, you have to kind of get in where you fit in, so to speak. So I parked someplace that I've parked many times and had not gotten a ticket. And I had a ticket. I got a ticket last night. And I came out to move my car early in the morning because I knew I was parked somewhere where I shouldn't park. But a lot of times you can get away with it. But anyway, I had a ticket. And it didn't bother me. It was like, you know, you got a ticket, you pay it, you know, whatever.
You accepted your responsibility and just moved on.
Yes, it was a grow rich moment. Normally a ticket, you know, I see people come out and they get the tickets off their cars and I see them reacting and frustration. And I used to do that.
This time
it just didn't bother me that I had a ticket. Anyway, that's my grow rich moment, and everyone have a beautiful weekend.
Grow rich moment, Mark. I think, yeah, there's power in being unbothered. My husband and I make jokes with each other like, okay, today we're going to be unbothered. All right, Star 6, who else wants to come out today?
Ashley!
Paul!
What's up? It's good to hear you.
Thank you.
Good to hear everybody today. And yeah, I'm reminded of your story. The inner journey really is the journey. And I love hearing those stories of how we decide on the inside that we are powerful, that we are worthy, that we can, that we will, and we make those choices to move forward. Because at the end of the day, that's the philosophy, that's the spirit, that's the energy, that's the flow that I think will create success in anything that we want to do. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
And then also, one of the thoughts from the reading today, the idea from Wallace Wattles where he said, to think according to appearances is easy. To think truth regardless of appearances is laborious and requires effort. And I think about back when I was living in a single wide mobile home, just starting to learn this information, and the appearances around me were that I was not prosperous, were that I did not have much money, were that I did not have nice cars. These were all the appearances. And what this information helped me to do, and this community helped me to do, was to close my eyes to the outside experiences and open my inner eyes to the future that I was creating, to a future of abundance, to a future of prosperity, to a future of freedom, to a future of pipeline money. Talk about images, you know, that images of the that image of the pipeline that you build from the market to your bank account. And once it's built, that money continues to flow. These were the things that I was feeling inside myself that guided me forward. And it worked. It led me to that vision that was inside. And now my outer experience, my outer environment matches that inner environment that I had way back when. And the last little related thought from the book of the month, from Elon, you know, the book of Elon, one of the things that he says in there regarding thought is that most people engage in wishful thinking. And he said that it's really, really important that we have an adherence to the truth, that we seek truth regardless of the things that are not true. And one thing that he highlights that's kind of relevant to our path as Freedom Crusaders is that most people think according to and I guess this is a scientific point, but like they reason by analogy, I guess would be the thing. So it's like, well, because other people did it this way, that means that I then should also do it that way. Because other people said it couldn't be done, I therefore conclude that it can't be done. He says most people reason, you know, in those ways, but when you reason from the truth, you begin with first principles and you kind of learn to delete what other people say and what other people do, and you just look at it from a base foundation building up. Like, what do I know for sure is true? I know that I'm a person and that I have the ability to learn and that I can take steps forward on a daily basis. I know that I need income. I know that others need income. I know that there are people who have done the thing that I want to do. Therefore, that must mean that I too can learn from them and follow those steps. That's a different line of reasoning than my uncle said home business is a scam. You know what I mean? So anyway, just some random thoughts. I love you guys. Hope you have a great day. Go for your dreams. And back to you, Ashley.
Thank you, Paul. Love your random thoughts. I feel good. All right. Star 6, who else do we have?
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Albie and Linda Rica.
You know, Ashley, it's so crazy. I completely slept in this morning, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I woke up, and I was like, the call's going on.
Were you sleeping good, Ashley?
So I got on, and then I was hearing, you know, I think the first thing that I woke up to hear was, you know, was Mark talking about, and you and Mark talking about, you know, you know, when he got the ticket and he wasn't affected by it.
Unbothered.
Well, you guys...
yeah, unbothered.
I was like, I just woke up to a profound thought.
Yep, you did. So your goal today, Albie, is to be unbothered.
And I said to myself, man, alive. And I was like, that was a good one. And then I was like, about a minute later, I said, that actually was a really good one. And I really appreciate what Paul just said, too. That was really some really awesome, awesome stuff right there.
Yeah.
The pipeline of money. Wow. I love it. I was, man, what a great call. Just in a few minutes, I've woken up. Yeah, this has been super valuable, and I appreciate you, Ashley. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Albie. I appreciate you and your amazing laughter. You always bring a smile to my face, and glad you were able to join us at the end. All right, Linda Rica, come on out.
Good morning, Ashley. It's Ladies with Love, Linda Rica. And I just want to thank you for your service and your presence and your vulnerability. You are so good at all of that. And I was very excited to hear your story. And, you know, we read all these stories of success, and that's more than a lot of people do. But sometimes we don't always, you know, whether those people who did these successful things or happened to be in the right place at the right time and took action on it. We don't know if they were scared. We don't know if they had doubts. They don't necessarily tell us all those little nicky-picky bits. And I don't you think that maybe all of them had moments like that, you know? And then so success goes to those who step through and you walk through your comfort zone as you did and as many of us have done in different situations. And that's where the prize is, you know, at the other end of courage. And so I just really appreciated your sharing the journey, the minutiae, the details of the journey, and I wish you a lot of success with it. And I also thought that it demonstrates, as you mentioned, but as others did too, that it demonstrates so many of the principles that we study because, you know, fundamentally when you're making a book about affirmations, you're going above and beyond and doing service for others. And I think that life and success can find those of us who are putting things out in the universe to make things better and to help other people. So I don't think it was any accident that you were found and encouraged and supported. And depending on where your life went before, I think not all of us grew up with really affirming situations, and so it could be easy to be expecting criticism or expecting, you know, not something less than an exuberant response. And for me, I've had that a lot. And things are changing. I'm showing up in bold and courageous ways in different environments that matter to me and getting different responses and notings like, oh, this is what it feels like when you're truly supported. This is what it feels like when you're moving onward and upward. And this is what it feels like when you're in a right environment or doing the right thing. And I took a bold step this week to go to a major health conference in the field of homeopathy where it was really a rather small group of people compared to the number of people in the world who are pursuing this healing path. And it's something I've always wanted to do. And there was something so right about so many of the connections. And did I feel ready? No. But I've engaged in courses now. I've engaged with people who've been in the business for 30 to 50 years, and I'm more of a beginner, although I've been using it for myself for 30 years. I've been doing it at a different level, obviously, and not doing it in service so much of others, not as with clients. But anyway, just being in the right place at the right time, two of the vendors were saying, you know, we might be able to use you in our company. And so I didn't go there expecting to get a job, and it looks like it's a good possibility that I might manifest something. But even if I don't, it was putting myself out and going through the discomfort and showing up the best I could and shoulders back and chin up. And that's what we learn to do here. So great. Thanks for your great example. And I'm just going to close with what Paul said about what people imagine. Another way to sort of say a similar thing is a lot of people come to the table with what they think they can get as opposed to what they really want. And so there's a built-in set of breaks if you only come with what you think you can get as opposed to what you really have as your mission, purpose, and goal. So that's it. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks, Linda Rica. That was a great closing thought you had there. I can't even repeat it. Just But it was so good, the showing. It was. Can you say that one more time, the showing up?
Well, just showing up and walking through your comfort zone, which is what you obviously did.
Yeah.
And then also the imagining what you really want as opposed to stopping yourself by only imagining what you think you can get out of a situation. And
yeah.
I've seen that everywhere. I've done it.
Yeah.
So may we all imagine what we really want.
So good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We've got 3 more minutes. And congratulations on taking that new path, Linda Rica, and stepping out.
Thank you.
And yeah,
Thank you so much.
If you don't end up with a job, enjoy that rainbow ride as you go. Minister Christian, come on in.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving the rainbow ride. I'm loving the conversation. I'm loving everything you're saying, Ashley, and I feel the same way as Gail does. I could feel your growth, your strength. And, yes, this call has a way of doing that. I think it's wonderful that, you know, Paul has had it going for so long, starting it himself, you know, almost 20 years ago with the idea that this is something that could be useful and putting it into action. And I'm sure it wasn't easy to get the call started. There was some stumbles along the way, and it didn't come out perfect. A lot of things had to be done to get the call to where it is. And I think about your situation, Ashley, at the library, having the thought of going there to do one thing and thinking that something else is possible, and the universe shows you that it is. And that's where I want to be, not necessarily trying to say how it should look when it should come, because those certain things, I really don't have the say-so on how the universe delivers what I ask for. I think the end result is that I get what I'm asking for. And so I'm just excited for you and your opportunity for the book signing. The coloring book is, yes, it's a book, so you're signing a book. Even though it's a coloring book, that makes it even better for grown-ups. A lot of grown-ups are just children still in adult bodies. We have traumas. We have issues. I saw a big saying of a guy that had recently passed away, but they said you got to check on the strong ones. The ones that you think are the strongest, that's the ones that need the coloring books. They need the therapy. They need the music. They need the love. They need the congratulations. So what you're doing is awesome. And then adding in the affirmations with the colors. So as they're coloring something, maybe like a butterfly, they're seeing an affirmation on how it transforms to get to that point as a caterpillar going to a cocoon. I don't know if that's something that you write, but I know we both love butterflies, and I'm pretty sure it's part of your work. So I just wanted to say again how much I love you. I love our family, our harmonic engineers, everyone that participates, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you're born to be in this world. Always be ready to be ready. The opportunities are here right now. Open up your hand. Let it in. Love you, and open up your heart. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Minister Christian. Love you, too. Great closing thoughts. What a call today. You guys have spoken a lot of life into me, and I didn't come here for that. I came here to speak life into you, and I do believe that it was mutual today. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm so honored to be here. I hope you guys have an amazing Freedom Friday, an amazing weekend, and we will see you back on Monday with Booker the Freedom Cooker, and y'all have a great day. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Love you guys.
Awesome, Ashley. Thank you. It's a super call.
Thank you.
Love it, love it, love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Ashley.
Have a great day, Lori Sue.
Yeah. Thank you, Abby. Awesome.
Leadership every day. Imagination lights each step of the way. Enthusiasm soaks the air. Feeling blessed. Never any stress as I give my best. I'm dead. future. Extra miles, blazing people I nurture. Pleasing personality, spreading life around. Accurate thoughts where truth surrounds. Concentration, focus, laser sight. Cooperation, unity tight and bright. Profit from failure, rise again and again. Tolerance and golden rule, the zen of my den. The long cut is worth it, no shortcuts here. Hype-free marketing, let the truth appear. Meaningful content, I'm sharing my soul. Being the change, the only way to roll. Every choice aligned with infinite light. Architect of the universe, guiding my sight. I'm standing tall, leading with grace. Principles center, rock solid base. I'm debt-free, saving money for the future. Extra miles, blazing people I nurture. Pleasing personality. It starts with you. In alignment with the universe, we break through. Infinite intelligence guiding our way. We're making a difference day by day. I'm debt free, saving money for the future. Extra miles, blazing people I nurture. Pleasing personality, spreading light around. Accurate thought where truth surrounds. Concentration, focus, laser sight.